Welcome to 5 More Minutes, a podcast where I talk at my desk about the gospel of Jesus, and some of you listen. Two good friends preached, one at 9 and one at 10:30, on Macarism number 3, the third beautiful attitude, the third description of a follower of Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, very well known, very misunderstood, and it's blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. And meek is not weak. Meek is, as my friend Brian preached this past Sunday, gentleness undergirded with strength. Which, when we receive that from another person, isn't it always wonderful? Your friend who is gentle and strong, aren't they one of your best friends? The parent that was able to parent you that way, or the teacher? Isn't that what we long for relationally? Well, here's the good news. This is not an attitude to be. This is what happens to someone who has placed their allegiance and faith and trust in Jesus of Nazareth. They receive the kingdom. See, when Jesus preached the gospel, he said, it's the kingdom. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's right here, right now. In John 3:3, he said, unless a man is born again, he will not see the kingdom of heaven. We describe it now as faith in Jesus because of the rest of the New Testament, but he described it as a kingdom. And the reason that matters is this is not something to try and do. This is not something to try and be. It's far, 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 far better news than that. It's actually that right this second, if you're a follower of Jesus, God is growing you up in gentleness, undergirded with strength. This series has been called Macarisms because we misunderstand what the word blessed means sometimes in the New Testament. I think that we think that it means favor from God, but it actually is a description of the flourishing of a follower of God because they have received the kingdom, which is both an internal and an external thing as defined by Romans 14:17, which says that the kingdom is righteousness, joy, and peace. So Macarism is a transliteration of the Greek word for blessed to help us remember that blessed means deeply satisfied. It means well-guided. It means flourishing is the kingdom follower of Jesus. That's why the Macarisms, the beautiful attitudes, are a description of a beautiful way of being in the world. Still not something to aspire to, so much as something to let ourselves be grasped by. And so my encouragement, a good sermon has an application point, even though most sermon applications ought to be, if you're not a follower of Jesus, consider the gospel of Jesus. If you are a follower of Jesus, believe more deeply in his love and fatherly care and the indwelling Holy Spirit, and learn to trust that. So my encouragement with this Macarism is not to try and be meek, but learn to lean into what the Holy Spirit is already doing. This is like Psalm 1 that says, he is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season and its leaf does not wither. This is happening, usually slowly, though not always slowly, but it is happening. Because the Holy Spirit is unstoppably good in growing us up. This is like the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Things we can't really aspire to, but we can lean into them, not directly, but indirectly, which means worship on Sunday mornings and on other days. Cultivate a rich prayer life. Study the scriptures and see the Holy Spirit's promise to pursue us, save us, and then grow us up in these ways. My most regularly used prayer is help. I come across a teaching like this, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Deeply satisfied is the one who is being grown by the Holy Spirit in a gentleness undergirded with strength. Lord, help me lean into that. Help me be grasped by it. Help me to understand what you are doing. That's it this week for 5 More Minutes. I hope that you're encouraged that God loves you and likes you, and that because of the work of Christ, those of us who are trusting him are reconciled to God and are even now being grown in meekness, in a gentleness that is undergirded with strength, for God's glory, for the good of our neighbor, and for our own good.